Harold has been sexually active with three people in the last 2 weeks. He came into the office with symptoms of a sexually transmitted infection. He agreed to be tested for multiple infections, including HIV. But when the tests came back, he told me he didn't want to be told his HIV test results. It would be too upsetting. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Wilt, Harold's HIV result was positive. In the U.S., people have a clear right to know information about their health. Even if doctors feel that a person would be harmed by knowing a diagnosis, say their cancer diagnosis or the results of a genetic test, doctors have a moral, ethical, and legal duty to inform the person. Courts have held that people have a right to receive information and ask questions about treatments and engage in what we call shared decision-making with their doctor. It was in 1972 that a U.S. appeals court in Canterbury v. Spence defined informed consent as what a reasonable person would want to know about their condition and any risks of treatment so that the patient can make an intelligent decision. And in the U.S., we respect people's right to make decisions and guide their own care. So we would all agree that Harold has a right to be told his HIV test results. This would allow him to decide if he wishes to inform his partners, begin treatment, or refrain from sexual activity completely. And, of course, once he learns, he should tell his partners so they can make informed decisions about engaging with Harold and being tested. It becomes much less clear what to do when we think about whether people have a right to not know their health information. One reason for people knowing their diagnosis is so that they can make these informed decisions about treatments. It is hard for a doctor to talk to a person about surgery or chemotherapy, say for a cancer, if the person doesn't even know they have cancer because they haven't wanted to be told. It is even more complicated with HIV because the knowledge that they have that they're infected can impact not only them, but their past and future partners. So does the doctor have an obligation to tell Harold his HIV test result is positive and that he needs to make some important decisions? Or that a genetic test came back positive and they need to know the results because the results could impact their health, but it also could impact their family? In that case, they would have a moral obligation to tell their brothers and sisters and maybe their children so they could all be tested. With Harold, I tried to discuss his fear of finding out the result. Perhaps he had some misconceptions, but he wouldn't go there. I gently pointed out the negative effects of remaining ignorant of his test results and that it could have a significant impact on his health. He said, "Nope. Thanks anyways, Doc," as he left the room. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.